So I was climbing up that statue of Sir Henry in the yard, and then this like weird ass neckbeard pulls out an AK-47, and all I hear is a deep booming voice saying, "Mother, mother." So anyway,
How's it been? We haven't done a pod in like 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's all 2 weeks. Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously busy.
No. I've had like a couple midterms already. What about you?
Nope.
Nope.
Midterms this fucking early?
Yeah, I have two more. No, three more in 2 weeks.
How? Okay, I have in 2 weeks I have a midterm,
Yeah.
but like not now.
No, I've had a, my all most of my classes have 3 to 4 midterms.
Okay, which classes did you have your midterm in?
So I had it in application of research and accounting.
Okay, both of those don't know how to do math. You can't divide by two, so you know what? Makes sense that your midterm wouldn't actually be in the middle of the semester.
I did pretty well in it though.
Okay,
88
good.
on the application of
Yeah,
research.
you know what? I didn't ask.
Nice.
I'm happy you did good. I'm happy
Yeah,
you did
no.
good.
I'm scared about accounting though because I put a ton of pressure on an application because it came first.
Yeah.
And I decided to focus all my time into that because accounting was like so easy for me. Then when it came to accounting, I felt like I got so fucked up in it
Okay.
that I'm like really scared to see my exam grades. They come out on Tuesday.
Don't sweat it, dude. You'll be fine this semester.
Hopefully,
Yeah,
hopefully.
yeah, yeah.
He drops the lowest one, so I'm not too worried, but yeah. So how's your grade or your school going?
I have used up all of my unexcused absences and lates for this one class.
No fucking way.
Ironically, it's a class that I'm acing, so.
Really? Oh, okay.
So if I get late one more time or miss another class, I'm gonna be at like a B for the rest of the semester, hard B,
Oh shit.
hard stuck B. But no, I'm not gonna be doing any of that stuff.
Okay.
I don't know, the school's all good. It's like I feel like I'm not being like pushed enough. So,
I mean,
yo, I
yeah.
found out I have reached the pinnacle of human essence in college.
Okay.
You know how I'm like, I'm a bit of a, I'm socially apt. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
I can manage myself in a social situation.
Yeah.
I'm moderately decent looking. I'm tolerable. I'm tolerable to
You're
the eye.
tolerable,
I
and you're
don't make
tall.
people want to rip their eyes out. So anyway, that's the point. And here's the great part.
Yeah.
In an undergraduate math seminar class with I don't know what the No comment on the people in that
Oh
class.
boy.
Let's just say they're very smart individuals.
Asians?
Oh no.
Oh, okay.
A lot of white dudes. But guess what? I fucking answered a question, easy peasy.
Okay.
And no one else did, and I was like, you know what? I'm actually smart in this context. So
Nice.
you know what? Fuck it. I'm decent, and I have something inside my head.
Okay, good.
Yep. That being said, I'm still a total dipshit. I honestly feel like I have degenerated at my time here, but in a good
Really?
way.
Okay,
In
in
a
a good
good
way,
way.
in a good way.
I'm like, I'm less nerd,
Yeah.
but like I still have retained some of my skill, although.
So, a business frat boy.
Yeah,
A
basically.
someone who isn't a professional frat.
Yeah, I'm a professional frat person, not a professional frat. Glee is not a professional
It
flat
isn't, it
frat. It is
isn't.
not. It is not a frat. I shouldn't say anything about that. People will kill me.
Okay,
Anyway.
I gotta tell you something actually.
Tell
So
me.
all my friends and I, there's a Filipino club called
Okay.
Raps at Rutgers, and
I know about it.
yeah, so I joined freshman year, left. Like I was in media crew, I left. My
Mm.
camera was shit. I didn't feel like I should have been there, you know.
Mm.
Like none of my skills were good, etc. And then all my friends came up
And
to
then you
me.
found Skillshare doc.
I.
I'm kidding. And then he got all the pussy.
Basically, what happened is like all my friends and I were like, all right, well, we're gonna go back into it because
Yeah.
when you graduate, you get a stole for free.
Oh, nice.
And it's like a Filipino flag as a stole.
Oh.
And it's like only a few clubs do it.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the frat sororities do it. It's just a way to like say that you joined this club for like this while, you
Yeah.
know. And they give it to the members for free. So it's part of their budget. And I'm thinking, fuck it, I'll do it. If my friends are doing it, I'm gonna do it too.
Interesting.
So it's an Raps is it like a huge frat basically. It's like you have bigs and littles, and they're called like ate, kuya, kapatid, like stuff like that, like a Filipino version of like
Oh
brother,
my gosh.
sister, and sibling.
Yeah.
And then they haze each other. And the best things,
Oh.
the funniest things about this is like they're sponsored by RU Vapes. So every event they go to, we like to thank RU Vapes for sponsoring this.
Why the fuck is a Filipino club sponsored by Vapes?
Dude, all of them are so fucking rich. Everyone in the e-board is like hugely rich. Like I'm not gonna say like they're rich. They're probably like in like middle class families, but they spend a ton of money. They give free like stuff. The good drinks.
I mean, hey, dude. The drinks that get you. I can spend a ton of money. Doesn't mean I'm middle class.
But the thing is, they're spending it for us. And then they always go to raves. They always go to like bars because all of them are 21.
Sick. Yeah.
And then they always like invite a bunch of people, even if you're like not even of age. Actually, they do.
Terrible. How dare they?
Yeah, exactly. Why can't they? Spoiling
the youth.
I like the way your hands are. You're like, ooh, spooky season. You're spoiling the.
Yeah, it is spooky season. Welcome, October 4th. It's basically Halloween.
I listened to Thriller recently, and I felt God. I'm closing my prime.
Oh God.
No, but basically, it's like, I don't know. I really want to join, but it's the bad thing about this club, and I'm not meaning to trash it, but I'm honestly gonna sound like I am. They're very very clicky. Like, you don't join early, you're not going to get in. And for me, freshman year, when I tried to join, it was so hard for me to get in the group. Mm-hmm. It really was. But, like, if my friends are doing it, fuck it, I'm going to do it with them. And if we're going to be our own clique, we're going
to
be our own clique.
Oh, that's perfect. Yeah. You know actually how I have come to see that? Mm-hmm. If you get into, like, this larger group and you have difficulty finding your spot, that's not on you. That's just on everyone else.
Exactly.
Because everyone else is uncomfortable with talking to people outside their own group. Exactly. And that means just they're socially deficient.
Yeah.
And so you know what? My world perspective has gradually changed over the past, few weeks or so.
Mm-hmm.
And it's less like when I do stuff, I'm like not apologizing for myself. Like I realized there are people in, previous years where it's like, oh my gosh, I'm trying to talk with them. The conversation falls flat. And, I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm obviously doing something wrong because I see the other person as like, they're in like a bigger social group and like more attractive, blah blah blah. And I realized recently, it's just because they have no personality.
Oh yeah.
It's just shit at talking,
dude.
And like don't get me wrong, there are some like great people who are like in upper echelons of.
Oh yeah, I got you. Yeah.
And like a lot of them were cool, and I had a lot of decent discussions with them.
Yeah.
And there were some who just like.
They can't talk.
It's like, I'm just learning now that it's not on me.
Oh, yeah, no, I got that too. The funniest tea about this is, like, you know how, like, people graduate within 4 years?
Mm-hmm.
And if they, like, and if you can do it in 3.5, people do it in 3.5 sometimes, mm-hmm. right? Some of these people change their major their senior year. So, their graduation photos, and it's so funny. All my friends and I noticed this, right? They'll be like, congratulations on your graduation. And there'll be one person like graduating. Everyone else who should have graduated surrounding that person because they're still there because they haven't completed a major. Someone I met, he's so nice, so chill. Mm-hmm. He switched from like psych to health administration, like his senior year. So after he was almost done. He was like junior year. After his junior year, he decided to switch to health admin. So he finished like one whole year of health admin. I'm happy he found like a good path in health admin, and I'm happy he's like restarting his life, but it's so late.
Oh, but at least he wanted to.
He wanted to, right? But I really think he should have just like switched it. Like he should have just stuck with psych, finished it, because he was 1 year away.
Yeah.
Finish that major and go into health admin, because it's only a 2 year major.
God damn it. Oh my gosh.
I was like, what the fuck?
This is painful.
I know.
This is actually painful.
Like, for me, who's graduating, like, a semester early. Like, it's, like, the weirdest thing to hear that they're going to be there for 5 to 6 years
total. Yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, because Rutgers doesn't give a shit. No college gives a shit. Because they're just going to take your money. You're just spending, like, $10,000 more per semester just doing the shit.
Oh, you know what's funny? Did you see that article about the coach getting fired?
I love that.
And the plan? Listen, I saw the figures. Mm-hmm. And like this dude's getting like sort of paid 7 figures.
Yeah.
And I think like from this year he's being paid 600,000. I'm like, oh, this is his salary when he's getting fired.
Yeah.
They're like professors getting paid 10K a year.
Yeah, I know.
What the fuck?
I know.
Like that's comically terrible.
I hate the fact that Chris Ash is getting paid so much because he did such a shitty job with the team.
Yeah.
Yo, did you know how like his record was?
What?
Eight at 24. So him and Rutgers only won 8 games within the past like couple years that they've worked together. They've lost 24. It's so disappointing. It's so sad. Because Rutgers for football has like a decent amount of potential to do better than they would have, you know?
There's such a huge demographic, or just like a huge amount of student population that you can hand pick the best.
Yeah.
Or take this. Rutgers has enough money to recruit amazing players.
Yeah.
And it also has amazing academics to back it up. And it's probably one of the best party schools in the country, aside for West Virginia. But West Virginia is, let's just say you only go there to party. No offense to people who, like, actually go there, but, like, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
No, but, like, I honestly think it's just, like, a leadership issue and that Rutgers football can be doing amazing.
Yeah, I think, but, even with the players that they currently have,
mm-hmm.
like, all they just need to do is change the coaching staff.
Like, I would love to go to football games more and, like, actually enjoy this whole experience because I went to that first game.
Yeah, and you won.
I won, yeah. I only stayed for the first half, and, like...
We were crushing.
Yeah. Granted, it was, what, was it UMass?
It was UMass, but UMass has, like, done decently. It's a toss-up, though.
Yeah, and all I've heard about Rutgers being shit, and I'm like, wait a second, we actually won the first game of the season.
Mm-hmm.
What is this?
And then the next three games, we've just got crushed.
Yeah.
30-0, something-0, 52-0.
Oh, God.
No, like, we're not good, because it's because of the coaching staff.
All right, coach, put me in.
Well... Actually, you know how, like, Chris Ash could have been a better coach?
Yeah.
Through Skillshare.
Through Skillshare, he could have become a better coach. Rutgers, where are you at? Educate your staff.
You know, we're going to go to the Rutgers, like, athletic center and basically just say, hey, Rutgers, you can use our code on Skillshare to get a month off for free to access, to make Chris Ash a better coach and to make the assistant coach a really good coach in tomorrow's game against Maryland.
Now, you're saying this as a joke, but I'm actually legitimately thinking, like, hi, Rutgers, if you were to purchase this this tool, this utility for your staff and for your students. Yeah.
Yeah, please use our code skillshare.eqcm/takeoutpodcast.
Is that going to be the...
That's the actually official one, yeah.
That's the... You heard it, guys. You heard it, boys.
Skillshare.eqcm.com/takeoutpodcast.
With over thousands of videos on many different skills. And
yep. Especially with coaching.
Dude, you didn't even do the whole shtick, so I was like, is it even real?
No. Okay. The problem with the shtick for Skillshare is that I haven't written anything down and memorized it. Same thing with Pure.
Wait, so they just say, oh, sure, take it. And then just say whatever.
We're partnered with them. They're not sponsored.
I don't know what that
is. Everyone, so we're actually partnered, not sponsored.
So we're actually partnered with them. There's a very, very big difference between being sponsored.
Because they're not giving us money.
Exactly. I don't know what the fuck all this is about.
Speaking of podcasts, my boss and I, we were like doing a company podcast, right?
Mm.
And then after we recorded like a test session, like our last one, because next week we're going live, he's like, do you want to do a food podcast with me? I'm like,
wow. I'm like, as a matter of fact, you could be our guest.
I was like, wait, do you mean as a bit for the company podcast? Because I was thinking in my head, I was like, how is like a food podcast going to mix with like a biometric podcast? Like a food segment going into like talking about Windows 10 and shit.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, no, like a separate podcast. I'm like, I was like, whoa, what the fuck? This is like the least thing I expected for him to do. And he's like, fuck it, we'll just do it. And then, so we came up with a name. We came up with like shit and stuff. And it's called Edometer. And I was
there's something called Edometer.
That's how I should pronounce it.
You should.
Edometer. But, like, the thing is like, I don't know how it's going to be. Because when we did a first test, first thing I was like, because his expectations were so high about it. He's like, oh, we're going to do, like, food journeys, talk about culture, talk about recipes being made. First question I ask him, what did you have for lunch today? And he's like, this is a great way to start off a podcast that meant to talk about food, culture, and us traveling around the world and recipes and shit. I'm like, that's how you started off, with a question talking about what you had for lunch. I'm like, are you salty or are you happy?
That's amazing.
I just think it's so funny that it was like a big 180 that I didn't expect.
It is like totally casual.
It's totally casual.
Wow, dude. What was this podcast supposed to be?
Totally casual. And he's the funniest thing is, right? I don't know if I can say it. Hold on, let me pause. So we were just talking about a twerk event.
Okay.
Watch my butt bounce up and down.
Yo, Glee's fucking wild. Actually, no, I can't say that because I know there are people who are actually insane in college. But, like,
yeah.
For what people expect an all-guys choir to be, it's great. Like,
mm-hmm.
They have, like, all these fun little traditions and shit. Then, like, I don't know.
Okay, wait. Without really spoiling, like, too much, how was last weekend?
What did I do last weekend?
It was a thing.
Oh, that was, like, after rehearsal. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, we had, like, Friday. It was, God damn it. It was, like, 3 to 10, I want to say. Mm-hmm. And the next day, it was, like, from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Yeah.
Of rehearsal. We had, like, 2 or 3 breaks for food and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then after that, we were, like, screw it, we all want to chill. So we went back to, like, the one house.
Yeah.
And stayed there until, like, 2.
Oh, shit.
It wasn't, like, anything crazy. You know? It was just chill, get together, relax. Which, me and a couple guys from Glee are trying to get a house next year.
Oh, shit, really?
Because we have heard that, that Glee used to be, you know, very active.
Yeah, no, I got that.
Very
I got that.
Active. and it sort of died down recently.
Yeah.
And you know, me and my buddies, we're not about that. So, you know, we gotta
to bump it up,
relive it. The annoying shit is that, like, there's this one house that we've had for generations, and, like, it's just been passed down to Glee Club members, you know, like,
can
every
not
year.
Live in there next year?
Well, that's the thing, we don't know who's gonna be, like, moving in and moving out. We got, like, a solid group of us that like 5 right now, possibly 6 that want to, like, get a house, and I don't think we'll all be able to go into that one specifically,
right? You're gonna
Oh, we already, like, have some avenues we're looking at, but the issue is that people are going to start coming to a new place, and, like, I like having tradition.
Yeah, no, I got you.
Yeah. Speaking of tradition, we got a fun thing coming up.
Really? Okay.
Soup Bowl? Yeah. Glee Club has a football game against Marching Band every year.
Yep, you told me about that.
Yeah, I told you about that. Did I say in the pod, or?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, okay.
No, but, like, when is it?
November 10th.
Oh, shit.
Got some friends? Shit. Come on down.
Where is it?
I think it's going to be at the one on Bush.
You're going to High Point?
Or is it? Yeah, it is the High Point one.
Holy
shit,
the actual football stadium?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, is it like an open event, like a public event? Or is it just.
Everyone come.
Alright, fuck it, I'll do it.
It's not like we're going to be filling up the seats, dude. It's just too. It's just two music ensembles, you know, dicking around. Yeah, just dicking around.
With a football?
Yeah. Just dudes playing with each other's balls.
Dudes!
Not a more manlier than that.
Shit.
Yeah, and, damn it, I had something really good to say about this, and I just totally forgot.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I have another thing. I realized I'm actually a big-ass sellout, and that I don't deserve to live anymore. I'm going to end it all. So I've been looking around for a lot of work with singing and stuff,
because
I got some great church stuff.
Okay.
And it's actually really cool because, like, my music director is amazing. She's like, oh, college student, I'm the one who helps support you as much as I can. Here is all this extra work, which is, it's amazing.
Yeah,
I love it.
Uh-huh.
And, like, I'm trying to gradually move, like, more towards the city.
Yeah.
Because, like, the tenor at my church, like, he's a sub for, like, a good couple of churches. And, like, the cool shit is that, like, the pay there in Manhattan
is huge.
It's 3 times
shit.
What I would make.
Oh, shit.
3 times. Easily.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm trying to move it. And the thing is, like, there's this one website, van.org, Vocal Area Network.
Yeah.
And that is, like, typically where a lot of singers, especially choir singers, will go for, like, community choir stuff, workshops, whatever, but also paid gigs.
Yeah.
And I saw on the info exchange thing that there was one, like, blah, blah, blah ensemble seeking alto and 2 low basses, and I'm a low bass.
Ooh.
So I was like, holy shit, let's get on this. It was posted a month ago.
Did you apply?
Well, the application is, like, you actually go in for an audition.
Yeah.
So I emailed, like, a lady saying, hi, is there any chance that the slot is still open because it's posted a month ago?
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, we still have the slot open. So I was like, yeah, and this was, like, yesterday I got the email back saying
it's
open.
Okay.
Then I went and checked them out, and it's not paid. And then I was immediate just like, but do I wanna?
Yeah. Because if you're not even paid to take a train to Manhattan.
Exactly.
And then maybe a subway to get to, like, a different set of blocks. Or
yeah. I mean, like, I was still actually totally willing to do it until I... There are two concerts they're doing, and I found out one of them is on the day of the Super Bowl.
Oh, okay.
So I'm kind of just going to be like, hi, is it okay if I don't come to the concert?
Oh, shit.
I mean, I can go for one of them, so that is something.
Yeah, yeah,
and like,
you're not, like, completely dipping.
Yeah, and they don't even have to fucking pay me. Why should they care? Like, I know that sounds funny, but, like, seriously.
Yeah, true, true. They save, like, money.
Yeah, yeah. So, and, like, even though this isn't a paid gig, I'm still looking forward to it because there are a decent amount of actual professional choir and solo singers in that ensemble that I could possibly, you know, talk with, say hi, you know. College student, bass, baritone. If y'all need this voice part, hit me up real quick on the DMs. and then just hit him up with the
Yeah. Oh, wait, speaking of off-campus housing, where, what, like, what campus you're trying to look on? College app or, like, Cooked Up?
So, because we will be doing various activities, we would love to be within walking distance of Are You Hungry?
Ooh. Okay.
That's why the house is that the club currently has is in a great position because it's just like three.
Yeah, it's off. Campus.
It's like three blocks away from Are You Hungry.
From three Are You Hungry?
Yeah.
Oh, so it would have been good to be in that area.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, I would love it there. All although, right. Granted, we're all music students. And we heard of... So, like, we got in touch with, like, there are a couple guys from Glee as well who, like, I think some of them are music majors who live... Gosh, I want to say... I can't exactly describe it. Across... you know, like, the food science bus stop is?
Yep.
Head that direction, past it, keep going, and then you go into some neighborhoods.
Oh, I know what you're talking about, yep.
Yeah, I think somewhere in there is, like this group of, like, 10 guys, and, like, they all have a house, and the landlord's really great, like, he's super nice, and, like, he isn't, you know, anal about everything.
Yeah.
And so one of the guys in the group that I'm with, so, like, he got the contact info that maybe he's looking around some places, so, like, we might still be, like, here next to Cook Doug.
Yeah.
And so it'll still be manageable to get to our classes and stuff without having to take a bus.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, I don't know. We'll see.
Okay. You know, I'm trying to find, like, an off-campus thing because I'm going... Because, like, if I live on campus, right, which I kind of don't mind, but, like, my plan is if I live off campus, I get to stay there for the whole year. But on campus, I only get to stay there for one semester because I'm graduating a semester early.
Where do you want to stay?
I don't care. I mean...
You know, there's apartments that are opening up behind the yard?
Those are expensive.
But they're new.
The thing is, my problem with, like, the apartments, right? Mm-hmm. It's, like, fucking expensive. Like, you need, like, more than a full-time job to actually work there.
Oh, God.
Like, one of my friends lives in the Aspire,
you need
right?
average parents.
Yeah, that too. He lives in, like, a place called the Aspire, right? It's $2,600 for the entire apartment for two bedrooms.
Okay.
So, like, he has four people total. He has to live in a triple because one of the bedrooms is too small, one of them is too big. So he lives in a triple in the big bedroom with two other people, but he pays $660. The guy living in the singles pays $1,000. So at that point, it's cheaper to live on campus than it is to live, like, in that place.
That's insane.
It is. And when you have to pay more on, like, on campus, more off campus than you do on campus, you should just live on campus.
That's ridiculous, yeah.
Yeah, like, even if there's no spot, like, that's nice, right? Like, the apartments are, like, some apartments are shit, some apartments are luxury. But, like, if you have to pay more just to, like, be off campus, it's not worth it. The reason why people do off campus is because it's cheaper.
Yeah.
Because even in some, like, big apartments, if everyone in the group is, like, over 21, you can bring out.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's a rule that I've heard, like, from all around. And, like,
I mean... My room just doesn't care. We have not had our, like, AA check-in, which does not mean Alcoholics Anonymous. It means, you know,
apartment assistant.
Whatever. He's never checked in.
Yeah, exactly. No, yeah. The rule is, like, if you don't see it, smell it, or hear it, doesn't you don't matter. No, for me, it's like, I think I'm trying to get my friend. I want to live off-campus college app, but then there's, like, been so many crime alerts that I don't want to do it anymore.
Oh,
because,
yeah.
Because, like, you see... If you notice how, like, close it is to the College of Student Center, right?
Uh-huh.
It's been pretty close. Uh-huh. Like, if you're right behind the College of Student Center, not as much, but a street after, you're getting robbed. And at, like, 11, like a little bit past midnight.
Hi, you know what you do? Don't go outside.
Exactly. Yeah, no, that's my problem, because if I come late from, like,
going to friends' places or coming late from like studying in the library or coming late from class, I'm fucked. I have to stay somewhere.
See, yeah. that's the thing. On the side where the Glee House is, it's nicer. Like behind the yard, and like if you're on College Ave and like you're walking from the student center to the yard, everything like
take that
turn. It's on Harvey Street. Do you know where that is?
Kind of familiar.
It's off of Hamilton.
Wait, do you go there by yourself or do you go there with like other people? You generally don't get robbed when you have like more than like...
I have walked there alone once.
But what time?
Like, the first time was 10:30. Okay. And then I had to walk back to my car at 2.
Oh, 2 a.m. is scary.
I was fine.
Yeah. Well, okay, then maybe that's a safe area.
And...
Got you.
Yeah.
For off-campus...
Test? For off-campus.
We're crackling.
Are we now?
Hold up, give us a sec.
All right.
Okay, so for off-campus housing, I kind of... We talked about a completely different subject.
Like 30 different things.
I know. I want to live like off-campus College Ave just to experience it. Because my friends are like, all right, you lived on Livy, you lived on Bush, you lived on Cook Dog. You just have College Ave left. And you complete the entire four, you know? Mm. That's the only reason why I would live off-campus College Ave. But just because so of all, just so I can get like the four. But okay. Cook Dog is like so much like home. You know what I mean? It's like... It's nice, quiet. It's the nature.
Oh, like similar to like.
Like where we live.
Okay. Yeah, I totally agree.
No, yeah, and that's why I'm like.
This is the burbs. Newell's is the burbs.
Newell's is the burbs, and it's like there's no fucking crime that past like 11 p.m. I'm not gonna get robbed. I'm walking from my car.
Yeah.
You know, like there's like an apartment.
You might catch someone making out on the bench, but you know that's a whole different story. Which happened
really?
Outside. Oh, shit. I was like walking, like I was in my car. I walk back, and it's like. I park, like, right next to my door, and I'm like, I walk up, and I'm like, huh. That's new.
Like, there's, like, suburb areas I want to live in the apartment, but, like, if I live off-campus Cook Dog, it's not that bad, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, those houses back there, like, the ones that are really close to the bus stops, they're not that expensive, and you're not in a dangerous crime rate area, because the dangerous crime rate areas within Cook Dog are, like, really far back.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're, like, I think... Like, 3 blocks over, that's where all the crime shit is. But, like, when it's really close to, like, Rutgers, but it's off-campus, so nice.
Mm-hmm.
So I might get, like, one of my friends, I'm going to call him out on this, he, like, doesn't like the place where he's living. It's, like, a last resort kind of thing.
You a bitch.
So, like, he got a bad number for, like, his lottery thing. He got, like, I think 6,000. Everyone else got, like, 300s. And I don't think he wanted to live with them, and he didn't, like, right? Like, I can tell, like, he really likes cooking.
Yeah.
He was like, all right, I'm going to get a 50 meal plan, cook in the apartment, right? Then he realized, like, I think he was like, everyone was relying on him to cook everything. And this is a group of like 8 people split among 2 apartments.
Oh.
Like, this is in Richardson. And like, when he started realizing that, like, he realized it like really early, he changed his meal plan to 120 so it doesn't stay at the apartment. And everyone in like the 2 apartments, no offense to them, I'm good friends with them. They're like all goofballs. They either play D&D, play video games. They don't go outside, you know?
Like, I don't get that life anymore.
Like, I don't care if you play video games. I don't care if you play D&D all day. Just, like, go to a Rupa meeting or something.
Yeah.
Like, I used to play, like, with them. And then I realized that vibe ain't for me because I kind of want to explore more, you know? Like, I want to, like, Beats in the Banks. I went to more Rupa events. I'm in culinary club, shit like that. Like, I want to step out. And I know he does too.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, even if he's not going to, like, any clubs and shit, the only reason why he wants to go out is, like, just so he doesn't be in there.
Yeah.
And, like, what sucked is, like, his roommate this year became, like, a PAL. Like, you know what that is? You ever heard of, like, the LLCs on campus? Like, living and learning communities?
Yeah.
So, like, if you're a PAL, you're basically the, like, the mentor for those, like, people who are living in there. So, his old roommate last year, who I'm really close with, became the PAL for the Entrepreneurship LLC. And because of that, he had to, like, he has no place to live.
Mm-hmm.
So I might try to recruit him and then a couple other people. Should I try to grab Ryan Lee? Hold up, I need that opinion. Because he has a couple friends, and I'm like, fuck, I want to make the price cheaper.
Do you want to have a good time?
Does he mind? Oh.
Ryan.
Orion is not the fiesta type, however.
But he is very, very outgoing for the weirdest reasons.
I feel like he'd be very interesting to I gotta watch my words. He would be interesting. Let's
Period. Yeah. So I'm gonna try to ask if I can bring in him and then some other people, because I think off campus cooked up might be the best idea.
Yes, but you know what's a better idea? What? Have you ever been to Taqueria?
I have.
I just went today.
It's so nice.
I had no idea. That back place, I had no idea.
It's so good.
It's amazing. Like, and I saw the first thing I saw was the bench swing, and I was like, oh God, yes. Mm-hmm. I'm going to fuck on like... that one day. I'm kidding.
Across the street is, like, a bunch of bars.
Yeah.
Then you can live on top of the bars. Worst mistake. I try to live off campus there, like, on top of the bar. You can feel, like, the beats on your feet as you're walking.
I'm sorry, but I'd love that.
What sucks for me is, like, I've developed a schedule where I wake up, like, really, really early.
Yeah.
Right? So I can't sleep at 3 a.m. when the bars all close.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I talk to some people who live in bars, and it's, like, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday are, like, the best times because there's no, like, the bar's not open. But Thursday through Sunday, the majority of the week, it's going to suck. And And what sucks is, like, the place where we were going to live in, the bar entrance is really close to the apartment entrance. So you could have people stumbling in on accident. And it's like, it's going to be the scariest shit when you see drunk people like off campus College Ave, like completely come up to you.
Hey, you know what? Perks. All you have to do is just go downstairs.
True. The guy did ask us, do you guys drink? I was like, well,
should we? Almost.
Well, we had to tell him like how old we were, because we were signing his fucking like lease.
Yeah.
And then we gave up on the lease. We told him no. So yeah.
Okay.
You know, so that's why I'm here. And I like this here compared to like what it would have been, because I realize how much I like the nature aspect of things. But then again, I can get used to the fact that there's fucking huge insects here and they can thrive here. But like in the other campuses, they can't because they fucking die.
I did not notice.
No, there was one outside my car, and I was like, I'm not leaving through my driver's side. I'm going to climb through the back and run.
You know what you do? Run that bitch over.
It was stuck on my door.
Oh.
Like as soon as I parked, it fell from the tree, and it was on my door. I'm like, what the fuck is this? And I'm like, it's not even on the wheelchair. It's like my car, like, door window thing. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, fuck, I can't leave. And like, for me, my huge ass insect, because this is like, take an insect that's like body that's this big, but the legs are like so wide.
Was it praying mantis?
No. It was like, imagine like a daddy long legs kind of deal, but like the body's like this big, and then the legs are even bigger.
What the fuck?
Yeah, and it was like there.
I'm sorry, that's a monster.
Yeah,
what?
I looked at it and I was like, fuck.
Was it a spider?
It didn't have eight legs.
Oh, okay.
It was definitely like an insect kind of thing.
If it wasn't a spider, I think it would have been fine, but that's still freaky.
But like, it's fucking freaky, so I was like, I'm going to the backseat and running away, and I'm like, I'm not driving this car.
When was this?
Wednesday night.
Hey, you know what, dude? Yeah. Hey, spooky season. Sorry, spoopy.
Spoopy. Take the lake, toss it on the windows.
Oh
the
my god.
They get, oof. Or even if you throw it far enough and fast enough, it just splatters all over the thing.
Oh my gosh. I get him going full on, like, psychotic, like, just pulling off with his legs on.
Oh no.
It's a disgusting insect now.
You know where you can find that shit?
Where?
Pure VPN.
God damn it.
We're like 33 minutes in, but I realize you have a thing at 8:30, and it's already 7:50.
Oh shit,
I think you're watching.
I'm going to be leaving at 8.
Yeah, are you watching Joker?
Yeah. What else am I going to be watching?
True.
I should probably buy my ticket. I'm going to do that on the way.
All right, so this episode is partnered with Pure VPN.
Pure VPN.
You guys want to watch insects?
You guys want to watch insect porn? Wait, what? I'm sorry. I should. Every single time I think of VPN, I think of porn. What's wrong with me?
Sorry to the managers that control our
I'm so sorry. Obviously, I do not understand the full depth of what pure VPN is. Is these for, you know, cybersecurity?
This is more of a cybersecurity thing. So yeah. Basically, this is really known for our international viewers.
Yes.
So basically, if you want to watch things that are international, but they're not available, like Netflix is different in every single country.
Mm-hmm.
The App Store on iTunes is different for every single country. If you want to access that, use pure VPN, because you can actually log in from a different country, use a different IP, and hackers won't be able to access your network that easily and track you like exactly where you are.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to basically be like, I'm from Japan, but I'm living in this like shithole apartment, there you go, right now. You
amazing.
Can make it. Yeah. Instantly.
You can have, you know... Stop. I was going to make that a porn joke.
Actual anime.
anime without the nude scenes.
You can watch actual anime instead of the English dubs from Japan.
Ew, I hate English dubs.
So yeah, you know, with
Pure VPN, you don't have to watch the stupid ass English dubs. Subs for life, boys.
Link for the Pure VPN is in the description.
Thank you. So I have a goal.
Okay, what's the goal?
I should not have led with that line. I'm sorry.
You know, it's all good.
You'll see in a second. So Glee Club has some amazing traditions. I know for the past few episodes I've been railing on about them. I love these guys, and it's what I've been doing. I hang out with them like all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I like have two rehearsals a week with them, and we just had like a weekend long boot camp
last
week.
That's good.
So like, they're traditions.
Mm-hmm.
And for one of them, there's this one song that we sing. There's a bunch of songs we sing. And at the end, there's like, I don't know, the original song, there's like some name or whatever. And during trips, an individual's name will be sung. And here's the way the individual's name is chosen. If someone from Glee Club sleeps with someone on a trip who is not from Glee Club, their name gets said in the song.
Wait.
That's why I should not have led with that line.
So
it's like we're going to Rochester in April for something.
Yeah.
For a conference.
Yeah.
Say if someone from Glee Club sleeps with someone who's like there from a totally different choir or is just from the area or just did not come with us.
What do you mean by sleeps? Like,
you know what I mean.
Wait, but isn't this a male only club?
Yes.
So regardless, your name's gonna be called, right?
Well, no, it's like, if you end up fucking someone that's not from Glee Club. That's not from Glee Club.
Not from Glee Club.
Not from Glee Club.
Okay.
Your name gets called the end of the song.
Okay.
Do you understand why I said I shouldn't have led with that line?
No, I get you. I get
you. God damn it, Will. It'll take me 20 minutes to explain this.
I'm pretty slow.
I'll tell you, fucking Filipino boy.
Don't join raps.
Get out of here with your raps bullshit. Raps more like slaps.
For the stole. I'm only there for the stole.
For the stool? For the fucking stool sample, dude? You're just shit?
I got a shit. I got a shit all over those Filipino fat boys.
God damn. It's nasty.
FFB, Filipino fat boys.
Oh, God. Please tell me there is no Greek letter for F.
No, there isn't.
Good, because you would have FF beta.
FF beta.
And then someone would have come up with that.
FF. Someone would have come up with FF.
Yes.
Are you good?
Yeah, I'm feeling the best, dude. I feel amazing.
Are you like, have you been sick recently or no?
Funny you mentioned.
Really?
Sunday, I started feeling something, and Monday hit me really hard. I had some extreme congestion.
Oh, shit.
It's
okay.
So, like, my sinuses were so damn swollen. I was getting like headaches fading in and out, and like my nose was stuffed. I was just, my head was total shit the whole day.
Oh shit.
And I couldn't concentrate, so I actually had to like call it quits, and I went to an urgent care center in New Brunswick.
Oh really?
Well, it was just for a checkup.
Yeah.
Because like, they, urgent care centers are where you go for walk-ins. And I got my doctor's note, so I have an excused absence. But I found out today that one teacher's policy is absolute, like,
oh shit, really?
she has been famous. She has performed at some of the world's biggest stages.
Yeah,
so she's amazing, and you can't really hold it against her. However, her policies are extremely unforgiving, and I absolutely hate it.
What's the policy?
So let's put it this way. I walked to class 3 minutes late. Mm-hmm. And she locks the door.
Oh no.
After 10:55, she locks the door. And if someone knocks, she will say, go away.
So that's happened to you?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Because I was finishing up the homework, like, scrambling to scribble it, and I knock, and I can't hear through the door because we've got thick-ass doors at Marriott Music Building. So, like, oh, well, that was a big F. And then that was the week before this week, and I also missed this week because it's only on Mondays. And apparently, if you don't hand your homework in that day, even if you're sick, you're supposed to give your homework to a friend to bring it in for you.
What the fuck?
And I didn't, because I had to sleep in past the class because I was so damn sick and I just couldn't get up.
Yeah.
And now I lose credit for that.
Oh, shit.
Just because I couldn't get up and hand it to someone. So it feels like semi-abusive power.
It does.
And you can't do anything about it because she's amazing.
Yeah.
And she actually, granted, she's funny.
Yeah.
I just hate her policies.
No, I can attest to that. You know, I completely agree.
Oh. Yeah, well.
It started with, she locks the door.
She locks the door. Shit. Yeah.
That's so fucking harsh.
Yeah. Like, so I've actually only been in that class once this semester.
Only once?
Because it was added last minute during ad drop.
Oh, right.
Because there was some weird guidance shit. I may or may not have told you. But yeah, that was hard L.
God.
Very hard L. All
right, is that what we end on? Where it's like 3 minutes away. Shit, I'm getting hungry. You know what? I was gonna make like a chicken quesadilla.
Yeah, yo, I was gonna mention that earlier. We have no takeout.
Yeah, I was chopping.
We're chopping.
I was chopping veggies.
Yeah, I like this onion.
Honestly, if you watch this, I will take a bite out of it.
I mean. I was going to chop that. It's the last of our chicken, and then I'm going
to eat it.
All right, yep. I guess this is where we end it.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
All right, thank you guys for watching. Sorry for missing last week, but
so sorry.
We've been pretty busy, and I think we're probably going to get caught up.
We are definitely.
I think we could probably do one, so we will one every 2 weeks.
Whatever you want, we will summon a demon. What?
Starts transforming. No, the funniest thing is like, okay, one more thing. So you know how our like doors, like their decor is like shit, right?
Yeah.
It's just the Rutgers logo and then our name. We're gonna do like the elements, like the Airbender, Firebender. Did I tell you that was the Air? I want it to be Earthbender.
No, I didn't.
Someone said like, well, should be Earth.
Your skin's brown?
Wait, what? What?
Is it because your skin's brown?
Oh no. No.
I had to.
No, I was saying like mine is like, some people would say I would be Earth for the reason that like when I go to the bathroom, I grunt really loud and I shake everything, because
what the fuck?
So when you hear me, right, I don't do this publicly. I just do it in my own private bathroom or this one. And if no one can hear me, I just go, ugh! And then, boom.
You know what I was expecting to hear?
What?
When you said, out, I was expecting my ears to hear, and I shit explosively. Like a volcano. And that's why I'm an earthbender.
And with that, the podcast ends. We are very crackly right now.